When you picture a forklift, what comes to mind? Maybe that classic yellow workhorse, right? Moving pallets, operator focused. But what if I told you that image is, well, undergoing a massive revolution driven by artificial intelligence, happening right now here in the UK and frankly everywhere? This deep dive is basically your shortcut to understanding all that. We're looking at how AI is shifting things in the UK forklift industry, what's happening today, what's coming in 2025, and, you know, even further out. It might sound niche, forklifts and AI, but honestly, it's packed with those aha moments. Shows how tech is changing even really foundational industries.
It really is striking. You see how fast AI is moving from, let's say, the big picture stuff, you know, huge government things like the U.S. Stargate Initiative, massive investment there, or powerful open source models like DeepSeek popping up. And then suddenly, bang, it's in very real world places. Logistics, materials handling. It's not science fiction anymore. It's actually reshaping how things move right now.
Yeah, exactly. And for you listening, this deep dive, well, we wanted to bring some clarity, cut through the hype, help you grasp what's happening without getting totally overwhelmed. So let's unpack how AI is becoming the new engine for forklifts. Okay, so let's start with where AI has already made a real mark. Four core areas. We're talking stuff that's happening now, making warehouses, industrial sites safer and way more efficient.
Exactly. These are the foundations. And if you look at the bigger picture, it just shows AI isn't some far-off concept. It's here. It's reshaping core processes in ways most people probably don't even see yet.
Right. So safety first. You mentioned AI isn't just like an alarm bell. It's more like an intelligent co-pilot preventing things.
Precisely. Think collision prevention tech. It uses sensors, sure, but the AI predicts potential collisions. It doesn't just see an obstacle. It understands trajectory, speed, alerts the operator, yes, but can also automatically brake or stop the forklift itself.
Okay, so it's proactive, not just reactive.
Exactly. And it goes further. There's behavioral monitoring, too, using sensors inside the cab, looking at the operator, making sure speeds are safe, protocols are followed, are they looking where they're going, that sort of thing.
Interesting.
But maybe the biggest safety game changer right now is predictive maintenance. AI crunches sensor data, vibration, temperature, you name it, and historical maintenance logs. It forecasts when a part or even the whole machine might fail before it happens.
Ah, so the forklift basically tells you it needs fixing before it breaks down and causes an accident.
That's the idea. Huge reduction in risk from equipment failure.
Okay, so that's safety. Now, operational efficiency. You said slick operations.
Mm-hmm.
What does that actually look like on the ground? Is it just faster?
It's much more than just speed, though speed is part of it. It's about a different kind of efficiency. Think autonomous forklifts, driverless, robotic lift trucks doing those repetitive tasks. 247, no brakes.
Right, constant operation.
That changes the whole rhythm of a warehouse. Less need for humans on those basic repetitive moves. Then you've got route optimization. AGVs, automated guided vehicles, using AI to figure out the absolute best path.
Not just following lines on the floor.
No, much smarter. Dynamic routing. And, crucially, load management. AI optimizes how pallets are loaded, how much weight is where, meaning you can move more goods per trip, use storage space better, higher throughput overall.
Okay, but driverless forklifts. That makes me think about the people, the operators. How are jobs really changing? Is it transformation or displacement?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Our sources suggest it's mostly evolution and transformation for many roles. As driverless tech gets common, the human operator role shifts. It becomes more about oversight, managing the fleet, handling exceptions, the tricky stuff the AI can't figure out. Less hands-on driving, more system management.
So different skills needed.
Definitely. And AI enables totally new things, too, like remote operations, forklift IoT, connecting the machines, plus 5G, or cloud tech, let someone operate a forklift from miles away. Huge flexibility.
Wow.
And training. AI has made VR forklift simulators a reality. Safe, immersive training. Practice tricky maneuvers with zero real-world risk.
Right, I've heard about those. Safer and maybe faster training.
Exactly. Saves time, saves resources.
Okay, so all these shifts, safety, efficiency, workforce changes, they must hit the bottom line, right? How does AI help with costs and maybe sustainability too?
Oh, the economic impact is huge. AI optimization and autonomous trucks. Better energy efficiency. That saves money and it's greener. And when robotic forklifts boost overall efficiency, faster service, fewer errors businesses often see revenues climb. Market share increases.
So it's not just cost cutting, it's enabling growth.
Precisely. It's redefining competitiveness. Companies using this tech well, they're pulling ahead. creating a kind of two-speed industry.
But you mentioned a challenge there.
Yeah, the flip side is the investment cost. It's significant. For smaller companies, SMEs, getting into automated guided vehicles or fully autonomous fleets, well, it can be out of reach. So there's a real risk of them falling behind. It raises questions about, you know, fair access to this tech.
That's a really important point.
Yeah.
And it sets the stage perfectly for what's next. Because if today is impressive, the near future, 2025 and beyond, sounds like it's going to completely reshape things again. Let's peer over that horizon.
Absolutely. The pace isn't just steady. It feels like it's accelerating. And the sources, they give us a pretty clear view, especially around navigation.
Yeah, you mentioned not just following routes, but like creating 3D maps in real time. That sounds complex.
It is complex, but it's happening. Systems letting machines build and update these detailed 3D maps of the warehouse constantly. That allows for true autonomous navigation in really complicated changing environments, not just static ones.
And the benefit?
Huge potential benefits. One source, Goga's 2024 paper, suggests it could cut procurement and inventory costs while boosting productivity maybe as much as 40%.
40%, wow.
And we're seeing specific tech making it possible, like researchers using YOLO deep learning algorithms that's super fast object recognition, basically machine vision, combined with proximity sensors for real-time detection. That was 2023. Then another paper in 2024 looked at similar sensors and control algorithms specifically to improve navigation and overall performance. It's getting really sophisticated.
Okay, and you touched on predictive maintenance earlier. What's the next generation of that look like? You said it's like a crystal ball for machinery.
Huh. Well, maybe not quite crystal ball, but getting closer. Think about services like AWS Monitron. They use AI algorithms, analyzing constant streams of data from sensors on key parts, bearings, motors, hydraulics, monitoring things like vibration, temperature, looking for tiny signals that predict a failure before it happens.
So managers get alerted way in advance.
Exactly. They can optimize the fleet size, slash downtime, make the machines last longer, and just make smarter decisions based on actual data, not guesswork.
Is there research pushing this even further?
Oh, yeah. There's a recent conference paper on a, get this, hybrid physics-inspired machine learning framework. It combines traditional physics models of how parts wear out with AI learning. The goal is even more accurate predictions, especially for things like forklift chains. Really cutting-edge stuff.
Oh, but safety is always evolving.
Yeah.
You mentioned collision avoidance, but what about monitoring the operator? That sounds a bit big brother.
It's a sensitive area for sure, but the focus is safety. We're seeing advanced AI pedestrian detection, obviously critical, recording near misses to learn from them. But yes, also systems that monitor the operator. Are they looking away, distracted by a phone, talking to someone when they shouldn't be?
And there are real world examples.
Yep. Toyota Material Handling is working with Fujitsu on something called the AI Forklift Driving Analysis Service. It's launching in Japan initially, summer 2024. It analyzes dash cam video automatically, spots unsafe driving, identifies risks. It's like an AI safety coach, constantly watching.
Needs careful handling, I imagine. Okay, what about training? VR simulators are here, but what's next for getting operators skilled up, especially with more automation?
Good question. Even with automation, you still need skilled humans. VR and AI are making training incredibly immersive and effective. Operators practice complex stuff, customize scenarios, no real risk. Cuts training time, costs, it's very scalable.
And the AI part?
The AI gives real-time feedback. It spots where an operator is weak and tailors the training. Personalized learning paths.
What about the future of VR training?
Expect more realism. Haptic feedback, feeling the bumps and vibrations. Systems that predict problems based on how the operator behaves in the sim. Maybe even integration with the real warehouse IoT sensors for, like, hybrid training. Research already shows VR training is more effective, by the way.
Right. And sustainability keeps coming up. How is AI driving greener logistics in this space?
It's a major factor. Think energy management for electric fleets. AI optimizes charging schedules, avoid peak electricity prices, use off-peak hours. It can manage regenerative braking, capturing energy when slowing down, better energy forecasting overall.
And the route optimization helps too.
Absolutely. Those optimized routes and loads we talked about, they don't just save time. They cut fuel consumption, reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Estimates are around 10-15%. Less wear and tear means batteries last longer too, lower environmental costs. It's all connected.
Okay, so putting it all together, the ultimate vision, is it fully autonomous warehouses or humans controlling fleets remotely or both?
It's likely a blend evolving towards more autonomy. We're seeing Autonomous mobile robots, AMRs, these are a step beyond AGVs. AMRs are more intelligent, flexible, they navigate dynamic spaces, make decisions on the fly, don't need fixed paths. That means less human intervention, safer sites, potentially 247
And
operations.
the remote control aspect.
That's developing too. AI handles the routine driving, the easy stuff. A skilled human operator, maybe sitting miles away, takes over only for complex tasks or problems.
One person managing multiple forklifts.
That's the potential, yeah. Imagine your best operator skills instantly deployed across several sites via remote control. There's research proving this is viable now. Linde Material Handling and a German university collaborated for 4 years on autonomous outdoor forklifts. They share data over 5G, adapt to weather, charge themselves. It's happening.
Okay, this all sounds incredibly, well, transformative, almost like science fiction becoming reality.
Yeah.
But there have to be bumps in the road, right? Challenges.
Oh, absolutely. Any huge technological leap like this comes with significant hurdles. The sources are quite clear on this. It's not all smooth sailing.
And understanding those is key, I suppose, to actually making it work.
Exactly. You can't realize the potential if you ignore the practical problems.
So let's start with the obvious one: money, cost. This stuff can't be cheap.
Far from it. The upfront investment for robotic fleets, the AI systems, the infrastructure, it's substantial. Businesses need really solid cost-benefit analysis. You have to factor in the long-term wins, lower insurance, better safety records, productivity gains to justify that initial spend.
And that creates that gap you mentioned earlier for smaller companies.
It definitely can. SMEs, smaller players, affording AGVs or full autonomy might just be too much. That risks widening the competitive divide, makes it harder for them to compete with the big guys who can afford to invest heavily.
Right. Okay, cost is one thing. What about the people? Workforce adaptation. That sounds tricky.
It's arguably the most complex piece. First, you need the expertise to even implement these AI systems. Most companies don't just have AI specialists lying around.
So hiring or outsourcing?
Probably. Then there's training existing staff. It's significant. Getting operators comfortable overseeing robots instead of driving trucks, learning new systems, and adapting constantly. A warehouse running on AI optimization feels different, works differently.
And the fear of job losses.
That's real. We have to acknowledge operators will feel threatened. Employers have a responsibility here. They need to support workers, help them adapt, provide pathways to new skills, maybe overseeing the AI, maintaining the robots. It needs to be a transition, not just a replacement.
It costs people. What else? The data aspect sounds big too. Privacy, security.
Huge. These systems generate and transmit enormous amounts of data. Every movement, every sensor reading, that makes them targets, vulnerable points for cyber attacks.
Not just the forklift data, but connections to company networks.
Exactly. If the forklift system is connected to wider business systems, that's a potential gateway for attackers. Serious cybersecurity concerns. Trust in these systems is paramount. Plus, you have all the usual data protection rules, GDPR, things like that. AI implementations have to comply, and new systems often mean new privacy policies are needed. It's a constant consideration.
So pulling this all together, what does it really mean for you listening, for logistics, for UK industry? AI isn't just hype in the forklift world, is it?
Not at all. It's a practical, truly transformative force. And connecting it to the bigger picture, AI isn't just tweaking processes, it's fundamentally changing the relationship between people, machines, and the actual physical spaces where we work. The result: safer, much more efficient, and importantly, more sustainable operations.
Yeah. We've covered some incredible benefits: safety leaps, efficiency gains, new ways to train, real sustainability improvements, and yes, acknowledge the hurdles, cost, adapting the workforce, data security. But the rewards for companies that navigate this well seem considerable.
Definitely. But here's a thought to leave people with. While AI drives all this amazing automation, handling the routine, how does human ingenuity keep pushing the boundaries? What are the new problems we'll focus on solving, the new advancements we'll unlock once the forklifts are, largely taking care of themselves?
That's a great question. What becomes possible next? Keep exploring, keep asking questions. Because this deep dive into what's next, it's really just beginning.